With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. September could be a busy month for debates.
ABC News says both sides have agreed to debate September 10th. Fox News has also proposed a debate on September 4th, and NBC News is looking for a September 25th debate. Speaking at his Florida resort, Trump says details still need to be worked out.
Audience, some location, which city would we put it into, but all things that will be settled very easily, I think it'll be very easy. The other side has to agree to the terms.
ABC says David Muir and Lindsay Davis will moderate their debate. It's the same date that Trump and President Biden had agreed to their second and final debate before Biden dropped out of the race. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, major banks are under investigation for mishandling customer funds on Zelle. Wall Street Journal reports the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is investigating J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, and others who use the platform and the way they handle customer disputes. Zelle is a digital payment network. It's owned by seven major banks. A wayward balloon places New Orleans water supply in jeopardy.
Officials have lifted a boil water advisory in New Orleans after a power glitch hit a treatment plant. Entergy New Orleans, which supplies electricity in the city, says a floating Mylar balloon struck a power line near the plant Tuesday night, causing a momentary flicker at the facility. But that was enough to knock out four key pumps to keep the water flowing. Utility companies nationwide have been warning for years about the hazards posed by the metallic film-coated balloons. Releases are a popular way to celebrate big events, but when they come down, Mylar balloons become litter. And environmentalists have long complained about the dangers they pose to wildlife, too. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is SRN News. A plot to bomb churches in Indonesia is foiled.
A 19-year-old member of a Muslim terror group has been arrested and charged with plotting to plant explosives at two houses of worship in East Java. The man was recruited by an ISIS affiliate online and was planning to unleash the explosives soon. Indonesia is 83% Muslim, and while Christians have long lived there in peace, the atmosphere has been changing lately with the introduction of radical Islamic groups. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Louisiana's attorney general is asking a federal court to dismiss a lawsuit that seeks to overturn the state's new law requiring the Ten Commandments to be displayed in every public school classroom by January 1st. The suit was filed in June by parents of Louisiana public school kids with various religious backgrounds who say they believe the law violates First Amendment language forbidding government establishment of religion and guaranteeing religious liberty. This is SRN News. Authorities in Austria foil a plot to launch an Islamic terror attack outside a Taylor Swift concert in Vienna. Correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
Austrian authorities have said that both suspects in a foiled plot to launch an attack outside a Taylor Swift concert appeared to be inspired by the Islamic State group. Investigators found bomb-making materials at one of their homes, and officials said one of the two confessed to planning to kill as many people as possible outside the concert venue. Three sold-out concerts were cancelled a day earlier because of the plot, devastating Swifties from across the globe. Concert organizers said they stood behind their decision to cancel the events. I'm Karen Chamas.
Tropical Storm Debbie is bringing heavy rain and tornadoes to North Carolina. There have been at least 11 confirmed tornadoes from the storm, along with flooding in multiple states. The storm that originally made its first landfall in Florida has already been blamed for at least six deaths this week. More details at SRNnews.com.